Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. It is the first ever official mock draft of the season, the first official Ball Boys Fantasy mock draft of the season on today's podcast. Let's go!
Six. Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
He's responsible!
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Hoopball. And it is a very exciting episode today on the Ball Boys Fantasy Podcast channel. I'm joined, as always, with my boy Callum Mack. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. I got the shakes. I'm nervous. First draft, official draft of the year. So
first official draft of the year, first official draft of the podcast and the YouTube channel. So shout out to all the people in the draft that have made this a huge success. And we are getting started in a couple of minutes here. So we are drafting, it's a nine category head-to-head league. I've got pick number 3. You've got pick number 5. So we're pretty close together. So there'll be a lot of thoughts and things like that going around. What are you thinking at pick 5 there, Callum? What's your thoughts heading into the draft?
Look, it's probably going to come through. It looks like I'm stuck with a guard. I might get a Kevin Durant. Look, it could go a few different ways, but I think pick five is a pretty solid pick. You got a bit of time between picks as well, which is nice, and you're guaranteed a very good player to start. My initial intention is I'm probably going to just, for the first few rounds especially, I'll just take the best guy available in my mind.
Yep.
And then I'll let the punts, you know, create itself in the later rounds. We'll see how we go.
Yeah. And this is obviously our first time recording a podcast and drafting at the same time. So we'll see how that comes into play as well. I don't know if there'll be a couple of misclicks or bad decisions when the clock's getting down, but we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. There's nothing like the stress of a draft day that represents the real day on draft day. So if you are on Twitter as well, make sure you're following us at BallBoysNBA. We're probably going to be doing some more mock drafts this season. If you want to be a part of the mock draft, make sure you're following us over there, because that's where we'll announce the times and dates for all future mock drafts. 30 seconds to the draft here. Now, obviously, 9 category head-to-head league. Pick 1, it's Jokic, right?
It's got to be. It has to be Jokic. He was by far and away the best fantasy player in pretty much any draft. We're obviously doing a head-to-head league. I had him on my team last year. He was amazing. He was durable. He had no weakness in his game. He can fit any punt strategy. He can just be a non-punter because he's good in every category.
Yeah, of course. So I think that will be likely what we see come off the table here. All right, so here we go. We've got 60 seconds per pick. I'm picking at pick 3, so I'm hoping at this stage. I'm thinking Giannis is going to come to me, and I am totally okay with that. If it's not Giannis, it's going to be Steph Curry, and that's obviously going to dictate my punt strategy.
So Jokic off the board already. No surprises so far.
You wouldn't want a surprise at pick one, I suppose, but we'll see. We'll see how it all turns out. Obviously, you get, yep, there we go, Steph Curry off the board at pick number two. Pretty standard. I think that that should be the way it goes. Since our like first round mock video and podcast went out, you've talked me around, and I do think that Steph Curry is the number one, as number two pick behind Jokic.
He should be.
Yeah, and I do think that there is a there's a clear top four. For me, I have a preference to go into a heavy punt situation. So I'm going to be selecting Giannis and Antetokounmpo here. It's going to make the rest of my draft super duper clear. And so that's going to be my pick here.
You're making it easy on yourself. As we said, punt free throws is pretty easy. Oh, that was a quick pick. All right, I'm on the clock. So Luka gets taken.
Damn.
So I look at Kevin Durant, James Harden, D-Lil. Between those guys, look, I have a fair bit of confidence in Durant going into this season. I also have a fair bit of confidence in James Harden. They're both. James Harden's always been durable. I think last season was an anomaly. I'm going to go with James Harden here. I'm just going to buff a lot of assists. I know they're hard to come by. I think he's going to lead the league in assists this season. I wouldn't be surprised with that at all. So I'm happy with James Harden here. I'm going to take him with the fifth pick.
I think that's a steal at pick five. You know, I think for me, he's a clear top four. So Luka going at five. Look, I want to say it's not surprising because there are a lot of fans out there that think Luka is in a category league, he's definitely not as good in a points league. In a points league, he's going to go this high. So if you're playing in a points league, no worries going pick one, pick two, pick three. I'd probably go pick three in a points league behind Giannis and Jokic, but in a category league, I do have him a bit further back down. So I think that, you know, it probably could happen in your draft. Karl-Anthony Towns at six, Damian Lillard at seven, and we've got Keith Sensational Team on the clock at eight. So you've got James Harden. What's that telling you about your punt strategy? Are you locked into anything just yet, or are you waiting to see what comes around in the second round?
I'm just probably going to wait and see what comes around. James Harden can fit a lot of builds. He, as a guard, he probably does get blocks. So at this point, I shouldn't be avoiding those. Is probably my first impression. Or one thing that makes sense from obviously kind of turnovers and field goal, which is your classic kind of James Harden build. But we'll see what happens on the turn here. I am kind of expecting his points to obviously not be as what they were in the past few years. So I probably will need to pick up some points in the second or third.
Yeah, that is true. So maybe we just did a punt points video that's up on YouTube now. So I don't know, maybe you want to lean into that sort of a punt, depending
should
on
I get Draymond Green next pick? Is that what I should be looking at this point in time?
Well, maybe not next pick, but we'll see how we go. Just to recap the last few, they're flying off. Jason Tatum at eight, which is higher than we had him on our first round mock, but I did shout out him as a honorable mention. I think he is okay at this point in the draft. Bradley Beal at 10, Kevin Durant at 9, sorry, and Embiid at 11. Any surprises there for you there, Cal?
Probably JT is a little bit higher, but we know he is pretty durable. He's proven that, and I guess someone decided to go with him over Durant, which has that bit of concern.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it at this point, so we'll see how that turns out. I think Kevin Durant at going after Jason Tatum is interesting. I suppose it's just the durability factor. We'll see how we go. Interesting moves on the turn here. We've got a Paul George and Anthony Davis pairing. I'm not sure if that's going to be a punt assist build or if they're going a bit more balanced at this point because you've got two different players in terms of the percentages there. But interesting pairing at that point. But don't hate it. It's obviously a tough point in the draft to pick players. I actually don't mind at this point in the draft, though, because there are a few players that I like at that end of the draft, personally. There's a lot of good punt field goal percentage dudes that I like. But we'll see what Kobe, shout out to the late, great Kobe Bryant
in
there
the clutch.
Well. Oh, and LeBron James going to pick 14. I think that's a bit early. What are your thoughts on that pick?
I'm looking at the players available, and I'm not too mad at it. I think he's in that teen range. I'm not upset by that. I think he's got people to support him with Westbrook. He's still going to put up numbers. It's still LeBron James. So
it is still LeBron James, but I don't know. I think for me, he's probably not a second round pick for me this year. Even if
he's a second rounder. He's a second rounder. Come on.
Do you think? I don't know. In a punt free throw build, maybe, but like, he definitely wasn't at the top of my queue, and the viewers who are watching along on YouTube will be able to see my queue there as well. You won't be able to see Callum's queue, unfortunately. So, but he wasn't in my queue there at all.
I'm starting to think who I got. So obviously I have James Harden.
Two picks away from you. I mean, Bam's just gone. Oh, your boy Jimmy.
Jimmy's gone. That's a shame. I obviously would have considered him. That's my guy. There's a fair bit of guards up here. I could go for a Julius Randle at this point in time and maybe just go for a bit of a punt field goal. That's an option.
And a Russell Westbrook.
I don't like Zach LaVine this high. Zion will obviously hurt my free throws. Maybe I should just attack your free throw punt. Go at you. Take your man, Zion.
Pair with James Harden. Interesting choice.
This is a hard pick, this one. I could even reach for Freddie Van Fleet and just go for that full field goal punt. But I really would want a big man on the turn, probably later. So it's a tough one. I'm kind of eyeing down Julius Randle at this point in time.
Julius Randle. Yeah, that's interesting. We did mention that the big guys in terms of a punt field goal percentage build is important to get in the early round. So I don't hate it.
I think I'm going to take it. Are there any other people I really want after that? I think I'm going to take it. Let's do it. We're going to go Jay Randle. We're probably going to lock in a bit of a field goal punt at this point in time, which okay. I like doing. Field goal punt's a good pick. You're on the clock.
All right. Yes, it's me and my guy is here. I had him at the top of my board, and this is exactly why I love punting free throw percentage, because it narrows it down. No one wants your guy because it's going to just wreck your free throw percentage, and I'm just going to gobble up all these good values. So, yep, I'm going to be taking Zion Williamson at, what are we at? Pick number 22. Look at that value. In my punt free throws and punt threes build, I've got two basically top, you could even say top 10 guys, top five guys even.
Look, Zion, like just with Zion right there, you've got an incredible field goal percentage just to that one player.
My field goal percentage is absolutely incredible. My points are high. My rebounds are high. So we'll see how we go. Everyone's already onto the chat. Mitch must be going punt free throws. Yes, guys, I am obviously going punt free throws at this point. Everyone reckons I'm going Gobert next. We'll see what happens. I do still need to look after my other points. So obviously my field goal percentage is incredibly high. I am lacking blocks in this build, but I'm pretty confident in getting blocks a bit later. So my pick's coming back around really quickly. So we'll see who I am looking at here. Who went LaMelo Ball at 24, Kyrie Irving at 23. I think Kyrie at 23 is awesome value. Obviously, we do know about his deficiencies. Now, here's where
you're coming up pretty soon. So what are your thoughts on this next pick?
Now, Gobert's the obvious one, but yeah. I don't necessarily know if I want to go Gobert because there are a lot of good punt free throw percentage bigs. I know I'm trying to look after my assists and my steals. Steals are a very important category for me if I'm in this punt because obviously it's one of the swing categories that I've identified. I'm not 100% sure the level of skill in this draft. I'm assuming that because we're in this draft and there's people that found our podcast that they're sweaties and that they're really keen. So I'm scrolling down a little bit and the guy I'm going to probably take here is ranked way too low at this point. But in my build, he's perfect. He's going to give me the assists, steals, points that I need. So I'm going De'Aaron Fox is my pick here.
Okay. 27th, you don't think that's too early? You're happy with him in the 20s?
I really don't think so. In my build, it's really important to get those guys. He's in a punt free throw percentage and field goal build, I reckon he's like probably close to a top 20 player. I need those assists, I need those steals, and I need the points. It's you on the clock here, mate, so I won't keep talking.
I'm thinking I probably do want to get another big man because I know in the punt field goal strats, these kind of big men do go pretty quickly. So I'm tossing up between probably a Kristaps and a Christian Wood. Because Christian Wood isn't known for his value in field goal. He's known for kind of other areas.
Yeah.
Kristaps is better on the free throw. That's probably what I'm leaning towards at this point in time. Is Kristaps too early? It's a tough one. Maybe I just go with Miles Turner and just lock in heaps of blocks.
Interesting.
Maybe that's what I do. I think that's probably a good strat. And then let's go for more of the guards later. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go Miles Turner. I know he's injured, but it's a big toe issue, and he'll be fine for the start of the season. I'm not concerned.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, obviously, you're getting a lot of blocks at that point, so it is something that you're going to be looking after. We did talk about the importance of getting those good free throw percent shooting bigs, those bigs that hit threes, and if you are going to be looking after your blocks, then it is something that obviously getting Miles Turner is a huge boost in. It's a big category that can be swung by one player. All right. Yeah, what else?
I'm feeling safe now. I'm feeling safe for the blocks. I don't have to focus on that right now. And then I can really kind of go into get some nice guards. I don't care about field goal. That will just sway each week and get me some assists. So my next pick, I'm definitely homing in on a guard, I think.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like it a lot. So we are going along here. Let's look at these other picks. Chris Paul at pick 31, I think is really good per game value. Obviously, you worry about the age. You worry about him with injuries, although he has been quite healthy the last couple of seasons. So, oh, and there's the Rudy Gobert off the board at pick 32. I was wondering
it's
if he was going to
get late for him, really. I guess that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So who went with Rudy Gobert? Keith's sensational team. Let's have a look at Keith's sensational team. All right. So he's got Tatum, Bam, and Rudy Gobert. So a couple of big guys there. Obviously, you know, Bam and Gobert, free throw percentage, not the greatest strength there. So he might be turning into a bit of a punt free throw build, maybe a bit of a punt threes build. But again, with Tatum, not necessarily sure about the pairings there, but it could be pivoting, noticing that there's not many other punt free throw percentage teams in the draft, which is, again, another reason why I really like this strategy and I really like this punt build. What else have we got going on here?
All right, who's next? We've still got people on the turn.
Shay going 30s. Shay 34. Are you worried about Shay getting shut down at the end of the season here?
I don't think they'll do it again. I think at this point they have so many young assets. I just don't get it. They have so many picks. I don't see why they would just try and maximize their own. They should just let the man play.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be concerned.
I suppose, yeah, I'm less worried this year, although last year I wasn't worried going into the season, but look, he was injured. He had that plantar fasciitis injury, so it's not like
they milked that.
Yeah, they did milk it for sure, but it wasn't like a Al Horford situation where he just went, yeah, you're just going to sit down for no reason. So if he manages to stay healthy per game, he could be much higher than this. There obviously is that risk, though, with a tanking team. No real super big shocks at this point in the draft. I'm just scrolling back through. Yeah, I think everything's going pretty good so far. I did like that Michael Porter Jr. pick at pick 30. I think that he's going to be a good player, especially if you're punting assists. We highlighted him in our punt assist podcast, which may or may not be already out on your podcast there. Anthony Edwards at 38. What do you think about that pick there, Cal?
I mean, look, it's good for a punt field goal, I think. I think he's going to put up, you know, upwards of 20, about 24 points a game. Wouldn't be surprised. But I don't see him really. I guess the steals are there. The steals were kind of there late in the season.
Yeah.
There was a point in the season where he averaged, I think it was 14 games straight with a steal, which is the longest active steal streak. And to have that steal streak, it means he is playing defense. So I think that could be worth it. If he averages 1.5 steals with the 24 points-ish, still probably a little bit early, but in a punt field goal, it makes sense.
Yeah. And who did we just have? Yeah, Mikal Bridges at 40. Mikal Bridges is a bit of a polarizing player to me. I see a lot of people get really excited by him. I'm not necessarily that excited. I know his percentages are elite, low turnover guy, but as someone who doesn't really give a shit about turnovers most drafts, he's someone that I don't normally see that high. All right, your pick's coming up in a couple of picks. Oh,
so CJ's
picks
are off, flying Drew's off the board. These are guys I would have liked to take. That's a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of homing in and go. I've got Jaylen Brown. He can fit my build. I like a Malcolm Brogdon. Get some assists. I think he'll have a good season. I'm trying to home in on guards. Out of all the bigs there, I like Clint Capella where he is, but his field goal probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense with the team that I have currently.
Yeah,
I could go with Ja. I love Ja Morant.
Really? You're thinking Ja at this point? I think this is a bit early for Ja.
I think 41, yeah, where he's been ranked is a bit early.
Yeah.
But he kind of does fit my build at this point in time. In terms of value, I think Brogdon will be more value. And then Jaylen put up 24 points a game. He's got Schroeder there. He can get a bit of blocks, get a bit of steals. Even Toby Harris, should I consider him? I'm tossed up between Brogo and Jaylen Brown. And let's see, points. Field goal is pretty similar. Points, you obviously get more of Jaylen. You get more of the assists with. I'm gonna go Jaylen. I think I can get more steals. I want to stay competitive on that front. So I'm going to go Jaylen Brown with this pick.
Ah, shit. Okay. That was going to be my guy. I was hoping he would fall to me. I'm a big Jaylen Brown fan. At 44, I think that's a huge steal. So No, I do like that pick a lot. It's my pick on the board here. Now, this is why I didn't go Rudy Gobert before, because there's every chance that a player like Clint Capella, who is basically Rudy Gobert light, falls to me on the next round. I made sure I locked in those assists, those points and steals early on. Now I can get my blocks, I can get my big rebounds. Clint Capella led the league in rebounding last year, so I think he's going to be huge again this year. So I think Clint Capella is the easy choice for me here.
And to be honest, I think that's too late for Clint Capella. I think 46 for Clint, a guy who led the league in rebounds.
Yeah.
His field goal is insane, and he gets two blocks a game. I honestly think he's more of a third rounder in my eyes. He's a very, very good player.
Yeah, I'm very happy to get him at the end of the fourth round. But again, I'm telling you, this punt free throw percentage build, it's my favorite this year. I think there's lots and lots of value in the draft. So I'm liking my team so far. Oh, Robert Williams going at pick 48. There's a big hype guy off the board. What are your thoughts about Robert Williams here, Cal?
I think that's too early for him. He shouldn't be picked in the top 50. I'm sorry. I can see the upside, yes, but you still have Al Horford there. He could steal some minutes. He could start games. We don't know. I think there's too much of a risk.
Yeah, I think it is a bit higher than I want to take him. He could beat this rank, but he could also fall off a cliff and be nowhere close to this rank as well. So I'm not a huge fan of that pick at that point. Okay, it's up to me again. I've got two players who I'm deciding between.
Who are you thinking?
Now, I know I've got to look after my assists, and maybe I can just get all these big guys. I'm still concerned about points. It is something with this build you've got to be aware of, that some of these guys don't score a lot of points. Ben Simmons is staring at me in the face. we'd obviously, at this point of recording, we don't know where he's getting drafted, but no matter where he goes, he's going to get his assists, he's going to get his steals, he's going to get rebounds. He gets decent blocks for a point guard eligible player. Field goal percentage is really strong. My field goal percentage is just so strong right now, I don't necessarily need it.
It's going to be strong though. You're doing punt free throw. You got Zion. It's going to be strong.
I think just locking in those assists is really important for me at this point.
Take Ben Simmons.
I took Ben Simmons, yeah. Ben Simmons is going to be my player there. I had another player on my board that I was considering. He might come back around to me, although I doubt it with these players in the board. You're up, Cal.
So here we go, 53. I still have Brogdon on the board. So Malcolm Brogdon is definitely looking at me. Is there anyone else I would consider over him? I mean, at this point in time, I probably just want to lock in those assists. Give me 6 or 7 a game. I'm surprised it's only 5.9 as average. I swear it was more than that during the season. I guess the bonus would steal a bit of his
new coach there in Indiana as well. Maybe people are a bit not sure about that. I'm not sure.
I'm not too concerned. I think the only question mark with him has kind of been his durability to stay healthy.
Yeah.
But I think they've got a lot of depth at the guard position now. I'm pretty happy taking him. He fits my build. Nothing wrong with Malcolm Brogdon. Let's take him.
There you go. A little earlier than I probably would have taken him, although it's probably getting close to that point now. I think there are some players on the board that I would have considered for you over him, like Alonzo Ball or a Tyrese Halliburton, maybe even a DeJounte Murray. Were you considering those players there at all there, Cal?
DeJounte Murray, I think he's the 60s a little bit too high. I guess he can get the steals. But that San Antonio team, it is very young. Like, you could even say he's due for a blowout season. So maybe I could regret that. That's a fair point. Lonzo Ball, the one thing with Chicago is I like to ease off a bit when people do change teams.
Yeah.
I think the 50s for Lonzo, obviously he fits my build really well.
There is a bit of unknowns here.
Just the unknowns I don't love. I think Brogdon's a bit more of a certainty.
Yep. All right, here we go. Tobias Harris going at 55. Nurkic at 54. He was the other guy that I was considering instead of Ben Simmons. I think Nurkic is going to have a big, big season at this point. Look, I went Ben Simmons for the assists. I wanted to lock that in. There are a few big guys and things that I can get later. I do love the Nurkic pick at that point. Chris Boucher at 56 seems really, really high.
Yeah, he's weirdly very high on Yahoo. I don't really understand that either.
I know he's like a per-minute monster, but the fact that, that the coach doesn't seem to want to play in minutes, for me, that's a bit too hard. There's way too much downside there.
There was such a big hole at center last season. I think they brought someone in. I think they would do a bit better than the big Aussie that wasn't given that much minutes. But yeah, like, I think it's too early for Chris Boucher. Who's up next? I'm up next. I got a few more picks.
Yeah, there's still a few more picks coming around. Obviously, we're close to getting the draft, so we're sitting here waiting. At pick five is pretty good for you because you're gonna get people falling both ways here. So
in your punt field goal, it's the one hard thing is it is very easy just to get a lot of guards. So it's trying to get the bigs, which is why I got them early.
Yeah.
So I did get a Julius Randle. I did get a Miles Turner. The thing about Turner is, yes, he doesn't get a whole lot of rebounds. So even though I locked in the blocks, which is nice, I'm still probably a little bit low on the rebounds end. So it is a tough one, especially in these mid rounds, because there's so many good guards here that's hard to say no to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there is. You can get a lot of good value later on. Lonzo Ball at 59 to me is an absolute steal. I know he doesn't score a lot of points, but I really like that selection of Lonzo Ball at 59. I think he's still going to get his assists. He's still going to get his rebounds. He shoots a high volume of threes, over three a game. Steals are high. Good blocks for a guard. So I really like Lonzo Ball there. And if you're punting points, well, then his value is even higher. Ja Morant's off the board at 60. He was definitely in my queue. I think this is more the spot where I'm pretty happy to draft him. What are your thoughts of Ja Morant going then?
I think that's probably where he belongs. I think 60th, yep. I think that kind of region. I'm okay with that. He's obviously, you'd like to think that he's obviously going to get better. His team kind of took a step back as well, but I don't know how his usage can go any more than what it was. So you're really kind of assuming that he takes a step up in his game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big thing with him is lack of threes, lack of steals, free throw percentage is subpar.
D'Angelo Russell this win. I actually don't mind that. I think D'Angelo Russell is due for a good season. Him and Kat will be offensively be a really good punch. I think he's going to get assists. He's going to get threes. He's going to get points.
Yep. No, I don't mind it as well. All right. Scanning down my board. Your pick's coming up in a little bit. Gordon Hayward, 63rd. Jarrett Allen at 61, I think might be a little early. What are your thoughts of Jarrett Allen this year? Is he still, you know, by far and away their go-to big guy with a few other of their signings? Larry Markkinen's obviously come across. You've got the rookie there who's come across as well. What are your thoughts on Jarrett Allen?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, Kobe. I'm wearing a Kobe jersey right now, but the Jarrett Allen, that's a reach for me. I think that's a bit too early. A little bit uncertain what's going to happen there. Their team's pretty bad. They have so many bigs. He probably is obviously the best big there. But I just prefer to take players that I just know for a fact are going to produce.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm coming pretty close here. I'm looking at maybe I do get Draymond to just get some more of those rebounds. If I get Draymond, I really should be smashing assists. I get the steals, a bit of a boost there, which is nice. I am considering that. I think with Clay coming back, he's obviously due for a better season. Probably assists might come down a little bit, but he pretty much is the point guard.
Oh, you got sniped.
He's off the board.
Talking about a player and then bang, gone. Two picks before you.
That's okay.
Oh, here's a big one. Darius Garland. He would have been a player I liked for your team as well. But no, he's gone off the board. I think he's going to have a big year in Cleveland.
Yeah, look, that's okay. I'm looking at players. Who do I want? I love Scary Terry, yeah, honestly.
I was looking at Scary Terry.
I think this is great value with Scary Terry. I think he is sliding down a lot of draft boards. The one good thing about Scary Terry is his turnovers, which my team right now is pretty atrocious on. I guess that could help me out a bit. Brogdon's actually pretty good with turnovers. So maybe it is salvageable. Maybe it is salvageable. If I get Terry here, maybe I'll do it. It'll be a soft punt on field goal. I'll get Scary Terry. I love me some Terry's here.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fine pick for your team there. I think he'll fit in very nicely. He's got a lot of points, lots of threes, some good assists as well. So, no, I do like that. Good free throw percentage. All right, I'm coming up with the next pick. David's definitive team. I don't know where he's gone. He was in the draft before. I think he's on his phone, so hopefully he comes in and gets this pick. Now, who am I thinking about? Obviously, what are we at? Round six, the back end of round six. So most of the big point scorers are off the board at this point. I still want to look after the points because I know it's very important for me to get good points. I've got a huge buffer in field goal percentage. So I can afford to take someone whose field goal percentage maybe necessarily isn't the best. Who's this guy going to pick? Who's this going to pick? Oh, looks like he timed out and got Derek White. Okay, not mad about that. I know there are a lot of Derek White fans out there. I am a big Derek White fan, but I've just been burnt a lot before, and I think it's probably still a bit too high for me to get Derek White. Now, I'm looking at a few different players here. I've got Ben Simmons and Capella in there, so my points are down a little bit. I'm wondering if I can get some more rebounds on the way back, so I'm going to prioritize getting my points assists up. Maybe some steals with this player here. Unless there's someone else I can think of.
Who are you considering?
I'm considering Caris LeVert as one of my guys here. Kyle Lowry's staring at me in the face. I feel like he's slipping a long way. But no, I think at pick 70, oh, I'm happy to take Caris LeVert here. I don't necessarily love it. I don't love the pick, but...
So talk me through why him over Kyle Lowry. I think Kyle Lowry probably had some better upside.
Kyle Lowry, I'm worried a little bit more about injuries. I'm worried about the fit in Miami there. Obviously, two of his biggest things there, he's an excellent free throw percentage shooter, which is fine. He hits a lot of threes. A lot of his values come from threes. So in my build, it's not as valuable. So it's really a comparison between Lowry's points and assists versus LeVert's points and assists. And I just, with the durability question marks of Kyle Lowry, I've opted to go with LeVert instead because obviously I don't care about his efficiency issues. But Lowry is sliding to me. I think he's going a lot later than he should. So if he comes back to you there, Cal, I think...
Yeah, if Kyle Lowry's still on the board for me, I don't think he will be. But yeah,
I think someone's going to take him soon.
Yeah, I doubt he will drop to me. I'd love to have him on my team. Otherwise, I'm looking at players now. See, it's tough because I feel like I do probably at this point, I really need a big. I've got a fair few guards. My bigs right now are Turner and Randall. So I've only really got the blocks and Turner. And my rebounds aren't strong. But there's not a whole lot of good guys on the board. Like there is Brooke Lopez who can give me the blocks. But once again, his rebounds are pretty bad. So
fuck. One of my guys went, fuck. Isaiah Stewart by Mr. Black. God damn Isaiah it, Mr.
Stewart.
Black.
Isaiah Stewart's looking really good this year. I think this is where he deserves to go, 72, and he could be around the 50. I think that's his ceiling, is around that 50 value.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake by me now, looking back. He was the guy I was considering. I thought he was going to make it back to me because of the field goal the free throw percentage issues. That was a gamble by me, and I think I swung and I missed there.
All right, we're looking at rooks. Is it too early to look at rookies right now? We've got Cade, Jalen, Mobley
yeah.
right next to each other.
Yep.
Suggs should be thrown in the conversation as well.
Yes, I do. I do like Cade at this point. It's getting pretty close for Cade time.
Well, you're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. When's my next pick? I've got 20 spots between now and my next pick. Okay, surprisingly, I'm actually low on big guys, so I'm going to have to start taking my big guys now. Mitchell Robinson is someone I'm considering here. Obviously, you got big blocks. I do need blocks at the moment. So Mitchell Robinson is definitely someone who I'm considering. I'm trying to hedge my bets and maybe pick up some other guys later. So I think Mitchell Robinson is going to be my guy. I would have much preferred Isaiah Stewart. Mitch Robinson with the foul issues and just being not good issues is a concern. But the fact that he doesn't need too many minutes to get me some big block numbers. Yeah, I'm going to go with my boy Mitchie Rob.
Are you going to follow it up with the Nerlens Noel pick next? Just secure one of them.
Oh, maybe not next, but maybe late in the draft. I'll pick myself up some Nerlens Noel. I really wanted that Isaiah Stewart, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't pull the trigger the round early. So, Mitchie Rob, I need to look after my blocks here.
Well, am I going to get snarked right now? Kyle Lowry is still there. It's up to David's definitive team. I'll be so happy if I can get Kyle Lowry here. I think that's a huge steal.
Not sure what's happened to David's definitive team. I don't know if he was on the phone before. Maybe he's having reception issues, but maybe he'll
it looks
come
like
back
someone
in.
Someone had to take Kawhi.
Kawhi's on the board.
He's getting ready for that auto pick.
He did pick Derek White before on an auto pick, which I don't think was the top player. So maybe he's got a queue ready to go.
Yeah, that's always possible.
Yeah, that could be the case. So,
My options. Yeah, it has to be Kyle Lowry. It's Kyle Lowry. Okay, good.
Mike Conley. Okay, so Conley
got picked.
Yeah,
I have to go Kyle Lowry. Surely, should I even consider Dinwiddie? I mean, I just think Dinwiddie could have a good season, but I just don't like who's coming off. Was it the ACL or
partial ACL? I think. Exactly the injury that Kawhi has.
Yeah. Okay, I have to take Kyle. I think that's huge value. 77 for Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I think that's a huge deal.
He's a great fit in Miami. Him and Jimmy Butler will work really well. I think him and Spo will get along very well. He's great for my build punt field goal.
Yeah.
At this point, my team isn't like a full punt field goal. Probably is like a soft field goal punt.
Yeah.
At this point, it's ended up being kind of like a punt rebounds. My rebounds have really dropped off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, obviously you've only got really Randall there. James Harden gets you a few rebounds as well, but yes, something that you might need to, but that value there, Kyle Lowry. Look, your threes,
I'm happy with that.
Threes, points, assists, free throw percentage is all looking very, very healthy. So it'll be about those, I guess, those steals and blocks for you coming down the stretch. But the chat seemed to love that pick from you, Cal. That was the guy everyone was saying that was on the board. I considered him even in my build. Obviously, not as much value when I'm punting threes. Don't care about free throw percentage. Okay. All right. Now, where are we at now? What's going on in the draft here? Kemba Walker's gone at 80. I think this is a fine point for him. Robert Covington at 79. And Buddy Hield at 78. I think Buddy Hield is... that's a bit early for me. Obviously, if you're in a punt field goal percentage build, he's obviously a lot higher in terms of value. But I don't know. Buddy, for me... His biggest strength is threes. You can get a lot of threes late in the draft. So
he gives you about 20 points a game as well. But yeah, like the counting stats on defense aren't there either.
And I'm worried about a trade as well. Like his name's been floated out there in rumors. He seems like he's on the out in terms of Sacramento there. Obviously, they've drafted off night Davion Mitchell as well. So few more mouths to feed there as well. Not necessarily loving that pick.
Yeah,
personally.
Still got Halliburton. Yeah, off night. De'Aaron Fox. I think there is definitely a trade looming in Sacramento.
Oh, there goes Cade Cunningham. All right, so Cade Cunningham at pick 82. I think that's a great pick. Fuck, Jakob Poeltl, my guy.
Jalen Green fools me. I might have to pick him up. I like the rook. The one thing I would be concerned about is just because I know Houston are going to be definitely going to be punting the whole season. They'll be tanking, so he could be resting games, especially towards the end.
Yep.
Probably is my concern for Jalen Green. But I think he would fit my build. He'd be exciting. It's an exciting player to have on my team.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. I'm really, really salty about that Stuart mispicked now. Now that Jakob Poeltl has come off the board, I think at 83, Jakob Poeltl is an excellent pick. I think he's got top 50 upside with the blocks, field goal percentage, good rebounds. He's a decent passer for a big man as well. So that is definitely someone on my sleeper list in the early part of draft season. So, yes, okay. I'm definitely going to be needing to look after my blocks and rebounds soon. Although my rebounds are looking pretty strong, it's more the block numbers for me.
I'm starting to actually just really consider Brook Lopez because if I get him with the blocks, him and Miles Turner will definitely make me very competitive every week. And he's probably the only guy with good value in that category at this point. I guess you have Daniel Gafford from Washington. He's a bit of a sleeper on that end.
Yes.
He's
bit
probably
a specialist.
He could be picked up soon. That really wouldn't surprise me, but I'm starting to think Brook maybe my next pick. He does make sense for my team, and then maybe I'm a punt rebounds team.
Punt rebounds team, look, and this is what you got to do. You got to adjust on the fly, like take the value when it's there and adjust on the fly. So look, I think that would be a fine pick.
I don't think my rebounds are that salvageable.
It gives you the threes, Brook. Oh, Kawhi Leonard, there we go, by Kobe, and I don't think that was an auto pick.
I don't think he's playing, so. I mean, fair enough. Throw a bit of a wave at him.
I don't know.
I just don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, I don't think Kobe's in the chat.
He said done, and I think that must be an auto.
Maybe the time pressure of the draft pick was getting to him.
And look, that happens at draft day. Sometimes people, they get hit by the clock.
Yeah, they get hit by the clock. Oh, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Going at 87. I like that. I like it.
You got Devontae Graham, I think, starting. I'm intrigued to see how Devontae Graham goes this season.
I think he'll start at the two. Jonathan Isaac at pick 89. He slid a fair way back. I wonder what he was ranked on Yahoo, because he wasn't on the top of my board, and I probably should have been doing more work. Yeah, that's a huge steal. Isaac at 89. I do like that.
I think Al Horford's a bit too early there. I don't know what Eagle Eye was thinking in the 90s. I think he should be outside the 100 pick.
Yeah. All right, what are you thinking here, Cal? You're up. You're coming
has
up.
Has my guy gone? Has Brooke gone? I think he's been sniped from me. He did. He did 88 pick. That's a shame.
Okay, you got to pivot.
Well, there's no real other bigs. I mean, I could get a Devontae Graham. He is intriguing. He fits my build very well. Him with Zion. He's really just a threes, though. Threes and a bit of assists. He doesn't help my rebounds, getting those two rebounds. Maybe at this point I am a punt rebounds team. There's no real bigs that I'm looking at. Like Evan Mobley, I think that's too high for him. I don't think he should be picked in the top 100. Maybe in the 90s. Maybe this is where he's meant to fall to. It's tough.
It's tough at this point. There's not many excellent options out there. Devontae Graham's just gone, so it's on you now, Cal. Sniped again, another player that you're considering.
I mean, like, I know Clay Thompson will be out for the first month. Yeah, this is a tough one. This is definitely a tough pick. I'm starting to think, man, I just get Jalen Green. Just keep these guards. They'll give me points. He'll be exciting to watch. I think he'll be reasonable, kind of in steals as well. I do kind of like him at this point in the 90s for Jalen Green. I think he's someone who will put up 20 points a game.
You got 16 seconds, Cal.
I think I'm just going to have to take him. I think we're going Jalen Green. Let's go.
Ooh,
take the rook. Taking the rook.
Jalen Green. Interesting. I don't hate it. It's points. The field goal percentage. Look, maybe you're going into even more of a field goal percentage punt. Oh, fuck. Got my guy. God damn it.
Mobley. He wanted Mobley, did he?
Yeah. No, I wanted Mobley. I'm a bit concerned about my block numbers at the moment.
So am I.
So I want to be competitive in that category. Who am I considering here at this point? I do need my big guys. See, this is where... that LeVert pick. I don't love it at all.
There's not many blocks left on the board. I mean,
there aren't a lot of blocks left on the board.
You got a PJ Washington. I think he does have the injury concerns. He had it on and off all season. Daniel Gafford's probably the only guy. We know Robin Lopez, I think, is out of... I think he's on the trade market, or he'll be out of Washington, so Gafford will get some minutes. But that Washington lineup is pretty deep these days. I guess Gafford... Is Gafford the starting center?
I think he is opening night, but then you've got Thomas Bryant coming back. I did go PJ Washington. I think he is the biggest value at that point, and he will give me some blocks.
Yeah, I think PJ in the 94s, if he's healthy...
Yeah,
I think that's a great, great pick.
I'm hoping he plays a lot of center. You know, they've obviously brought in, who do they bring in? Plumlee into their side. But I think PJ Washington's still their best center in terms of like getting all their players like Bridges and stuff on the court.
Mm.
So I do think he is a better player than Plumlee at this point. All right, what have we got? So look,
I don't hate Thad Young in this range, by the way. I think Thad Young at San Antonio, he'll be starting. They'll run plays for him. He'll get his assists like he usually does. And he's one of those guys that gets the, you know, over a steal, over half a block. Field goal is pretty good as well. He is pretty bad in three-pointers, which is something you have to consider.
Yes. Jalen Suggs has gone off the board at 96, which I think is the right... I think he has the potential to be the highest-ranked rookie after the first season.
Yeah, on that Magic team, I think that's a steal at 96 for sure.
Look, Cade's obviously going to go off the board first, but for me, in terms of pure rankings, now, obviously, I don't think rankings is the way you should draft. You should be drafting on need, especially in category leagues. But in terms of rankings, at the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Cade 1, Jalen Suggs 2 in terms of those rookie rankings, because I think the steals are going to be there. You know, there's not much competition on Orlando. I think he should be starting opening night. Whether or not he will be is a different question. Okay.
All right, well, you're coming up on the next pick. Who are you thinking?
I've got a couple guys in my queue. I'm just wondering if one of them is going to make it back to me. Pick 99. I'm considering Miles Bridges here. I'm considering RJ Barrett. Fits my build nicely. Gets me those points. I do need a small forward on my roster. Seth Curry. Oh, that's way too early for Seth Curry. All right. TJ Warren's still sending out to me. What's his situation like in Indiana like? TJ Warren standing out to me. Kyle Anderson would be okay in my build with some good steal numbers, but is he going to get the big minutes in Memphis? I think RJ Barrett here is the player that I'm looking at. Good points. Solid rebounds. He's going to play a lot of minutes, obviously. Tibbs, third year in the league?
Did he lead the league in minutes?
Yeah.
I think he may have.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with RJ Barrett at this point. Small forward, pick 99. I think that's fine for him there. Consolidate my points. I think my points are pretty high here at the moment, which was a big concern with me with this build. So I'm happy with that. Now I'm hoping my guy comes back to me on the way around. It's a long way back, though. All right, your pick's coming up.
Yeah, you got a while to wait. You got two picks coming in hot from your boy Callum Mack. So here we go.
You're going to snipe me, mate.
So my next pick, I'm hoping he doesn't get taken. I'm probably leaning towards a bit of an upside pick here, just because my team, I've got pretty bad rebounds, and my blocks outside of Miles Turner are also pretty bad. So I'm going to draft someone. I'm hoping he doesn't get picked now. But I'm thinking I need some kind of upside in one of those two categories, or maybe both. That potentially, if I want to do a bit more of a fuller punt in the middle of the season, maybe he's got some trade value for me. I can suss him out and potentially move him on. So I'm thinking. Here we go. Okay, I'm thinking Wendell Carter Jr. Of Orlando. I think this is where he should be taken, pretty much on the 100 mark. I wouldn't even be mad if he was in the 90s because he's the starting center. They'll give him a lot of minutes. He doesn't really hurt you in anything. He's just an upside pick, and hopefully he can give me some rebounds. Hopefully he can give me some blocks. If he does one of those two things, I'd be happy. So I'm going to take Wendell Carter Jr.
I like it. He was definitely on my board. So he was one of the players I was considering. So yeah, not too happy about that, but yeah, I think it's a fine spot to get him around this spot here.
I really definitely needed some kind of big to make me somewhat competitive in the rebounds. And the blocks. At this point, I probably will be making one trade, whether it's Julius Randle or if it's Miles Turner. Into the first few weeks, I'd see what's happening, but I'm pretty weak in rebounds and blocks, and I could probably tilt that the other way with a trade by trading one of those two guys.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'm just having a look at the standings over here, over on Yahoo. What have we got here? We've got, it looks like it's got me up the top here.
Look, it is changing.
It is changing, yeah, and it's not the end of the round yet as well. So, obviously, those things do fluctuate. And it doesn't take into account the fact this is a head-to-head league. That would be a roto standings. So, don't put too much stock into those there. My boy Nerlens Noel went at 103. Look, I think that's pretty early for Nerlens, but I am sad to see him go off the board.
He got a big contract. He's probably a bit more longevity in terms of comparison to Robinson.
Yeah. I do. I'm not a big handcuff guy, but I think in that situation, it's not the worst move because even in limited minutes, Nerlens is a good player. Obviously, he doesn't have Mitchell Robinson. I do, but yeah, I was hoping he was going to come back around to me. All right, we've got a few other guys here. Still some time before my pick. 9 picks before mine. 7 before yours. Obviously, we're getting towards the back end of the draft. We're in round 10 now, so this is officially late round territory. So I don't know if it's flyer territory yet. We still want to getting some value. We've still got to select. In our league, we've got 4 bench spots, which is the way I would recommend it, just to give yourself a bit more depth there, obviously. A bit more fun, a bit more competitive.
It probably depends how many people you got in your league. Yep. This is a
12-team league.
Yep.
Yep. So we're at pick 109 here. Let's scroll back the last few picks here. What have we had? John Wall went at 107. What are your thoughts about Wall going at 107?
I think he's definitely surely they just want to get him out of Houston. They got the young guys.
Yeah.
They don't really want to give John Wall minutes. But he is good enough to have minutes. It's a strange position where I think he will be resting games. They'll try and showcase him a bit.
Fuck, my boy Jaden McDaniels went. God damn it. He was who was I was considering him as well at my last pick.
You have been high on him for a while.
I'm very high on Jaden. I think he's a big sleeper this year. The power forward is wide open at that spot. over in Minnesota, and he's going to be a big block steals guy. Second year in the league, he's super young, really talented, lit up summer league. So yeah, I do like Jaden McDaniel to that point. All right, what else have we got going on here? And I am starting to see TJ McConnell go off the board here. I was hoping to get him late in the draft for some assists and steals help, but obviously not to be. There's still a good few bit of value on the board here.
Yeah, definitely around this 100. There's still some great players. I'd just advise get the players you think it is going to be. This is the sleeper kind of range. There's a lot of guys that will be definitely top 100 value that are dropping.
Yep. These guys seem to like. They seem to be on the money with their sleepers, so they are taking a few of these guys here that I would normally expect to fall, but we've got some thirsty fantasy coaches on the draft here. All right, you're on the clock here, Cal.
Oh, I'm up. Okay. Here we go. Top of the draft board. None of them are screaming at me. I did mention Thad Young before. I do like him, but in my build, he doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Sadiq Bey could be due for a bit of a better season, but there's the usage in Detroit is an interesting one. I actually really do like what I saw from Gary Trent Jr. towards the end of Toronto in his stint there. He was getting some good minutes, good shots. He fits my build pretty well because he'll give me some good threes. He averaged 2.8 threes a game. So I'm going to get him just to bolster my threes. I'm happy with Gary Trent Jr. here.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it at all. I think in your build, it's fine. He's obviously a points and threes guy. I'm not a huge fan of him in terms of a talent point of view. I think there is actually a risk of Malachi Flynn taking his job at the end of the season, but at this point in the draft, to get those stats in.
I don't know about that. I think, look, Kyle Lowry's out of there. I think Gary Trent Jr., he was starting beforehand.
He'll start at the start of the season.
Yeah. I think that he can put up 20 points a game.
Yeah. No, I think so too. Oh, I don't know. Maybe 20 points is a bit of a stretch. Maybe like 16, 17 would be my projection. All right. Now, what am I looking for in this point in the draft? I'm pretty happy. Fox, Simmons, Antetokounmpo. I probably do need some more assists. I'm looking for assists and probably some blocks here. Maybe with a trickle of a...
The assists and blocks. That's a hard player to find.
Yeah, man. I know. It is. There's not many archetypes out there.
Draymond
with
Green's gone,
blocks.
Bro. Draymond Green's off the board.
Kyle Anderson. Fuck. That was the guy I was considering. All right.
Slow-mo is picked.
Okay. Now I'm considering a Thaddeus Young. You know, will he be...
Oh, yeah. Well, there's your assistant blocks. Yeah. I think it's a steal for him right now. I think in San Antonio he'll start.
He should be the secondary playmaker, really, behind Murray. He's got Derek White there. So, you know, I think at this point in the draft, that's where I'm leaning towards. I'll look after my steals. I pick 118. Is there anyone else that I like here? I normally would be until this morning. I would have been considering Nicholas Claxton, but Brooklyn have obviously just signed LaMarcus Aldridge and Paul Millsap as well. So it's dampens my enthusiasm for a Claxton breakout.
I think that's a good pick. Thaddeus Young, yep. Towards the end of the season in Chicago, he was definitely worth owning, getting those assists. Gets you the steal and kind of block a game as well. Really, really worthwhile.
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. And especially at this point of the draft, I'm drafting for need. I'm drafting for statistical sort of production at certain points. So, yep, don't mind at all. Obviously, I don't care about the fact that he doesn't shoot threes and his free throw percentage is pretty poor. All right, where are we up to? Pick 120, Mr. Black on the clock. Let's look at these last few picks. We've got Rui Hachimura at 119. I don't like Rui Hachimura. I think that's a horrible pick, personally. I'm sorry, Lovin' with Mork. You came in and saved our draft, but 119, Rui Hachimura. I wouldn't be drafting Rui really at all this season.
It's just that Washington team is so deep now, and so I'd be a bit hesitant to take a few of those guys. You'd find that Kyle Kuzma could be stealing a lot of minutes from him. KCP playing small ball lineups could steal some minutes from Rui. So,
yep, no, definitely. All right, I'm starting to look at a few of my sleeper picks now, with a few guys left to go to get towards me. Yeah, I think it's starting to get close to flyer season. where we're getting a few of these sleeper picks. So those who are following along on my board can see the guys that I'm putting. Oh, Josh Giddey. Fuck me. I was big on Josh Giddey. I needed those assists. All right, who have I got on my board here? A few guys down, buried a little bit deeper. I'm probably going to go... The center lineup in Washington is... It's an issue. Do we think... Tossing up between the two, a couple of big guys here. No, I think I'm going to have to go here. Yep, all right. Yep, I'm going to go with Daniel Gafford here. Just more blocks. More blocks. Just to make sure I'm really strong in that category.
I think, yeah, look, with O'Brien, there's a bit of a question mark.
There is a question mark.
Even so, in limited minutes, Gafford in 20 minutes was putting a really good value.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that, like, he's coming back. Sorry, you're on the pick. I'll let you talk through your pick here.
So, yeah, Steven Adams, I'm somewhat considering. He's just rebounds, though. I am weak in rebounds. Maybe I just give up on it. I'm looking at my deepest sleeper range here. There's a few guys I'm pretty interested in. At this point, I mean, obviously, assists are pretty much gone at this point. My assists are strong. I'm liking this pick here. I'm going to take Larry Nance Jr. I think he's going to start. He is elite in steals, 1.7 steals a game that people do sleep on. He hits a three now, 1.2 threes a game. I like him. I think he's going to actually play pretty well for Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, he's not a player that needs a lot of minutes as well. So, you know, big steals numbers if that's what you're after. There you go. All right, where are we up to? Pick 126. All right, this is flyer territory now. Obviously, most of these guys, they might work out, they might not, but you're looking for upside at this point in the draft, in my eyes. Maybe some still specialists that you could get, depending on your build. I'm pretty heavy in my punt, so there are a few categories that I'm looking to get locked up. Still need my assists to be a little bit higher. My field goal percentage is crazy strong, so don't need to worry about that at all. You know, maybe my turnovers might actually be good on this team without even considering it as part of the draft, but when you pick a lot of big guys, that naturally happens. De'Anthony Melton at pick 127 went. I like it. I think upside. Obviously, Melton is one of those guys who's a big per-minute producer. I'm a dynasty owner of Melton, so... I do like him. Obviously, it's hard because the coach doesn't seem to show a lot of faith in him. But if he does get a break and gets good minutes, then I think this is a good point.
So Mo Bamba just got picked. I'm actually a bit sad. He's a late guy that can give you some blocks, which I kind of was hoping for. I think in Orlando, he will get at least 20 minutes tonight, if not more. He could steal a starting role. You never really know. He can play the four because for some reason... All he wants to do on offense is hit threes. So even on the threes, he could be a 2-3-2 block kind of guy.
Reggie Jackson going at 132. That was definitely someone that I was considering. That's a good pick, yeah. I think.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, great pick. At 132, that's good value. He should be the second highest usage player on the Clippers there. Good points, good assists, good threes. The steals and blocks won't be
Luke
there.
Kennard? Over my guy, Luke Kennard?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. It's going to be Paul George and then everyone else, I think. All right. Let's get going, guys. Come on. Let's get these picks flying. Everyone starts to slow down at this point because they're scrounging around looking for some players to pick.
I mean, like, is Kyle Kuzma ready for a breakout year? Is
don't
he putting up 20
me,
points?
Don't get me started on Kyle Kuzma, mate.
I'm just speculating. When are we expecting Markelle Fultz to come back? Is it
well,
something we should be considering?
I don't think he's going to be ready for the start of the season, but I don't necessarily think he's too far away. He injured at the very start of last season. What was it? A partial ACL? Was that the injury?
I'm pretty sure it was a full ACL, but
full
ACL.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty limited for the start of the season. Upside, again, it's probably not super high. In a build like mine, he'd be okay.
Excuse me.
Bless you, mate. In a build like mine, he'd be all right. Obviously, he's lacking the threes and lacking the free throw percentage, but good assists, decent steals.
So he's a step closer, having gone through a non-contact practice on Tuesday. Okay. So it looks like he Oh, that's Michael Carter-Williams. That's not who I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. James Wiseman goes at pick 134. Look, I don't hate it. I think at this point of the draft, it's okay.
Yeah, anything after 130, obviously, if James Wiseman is totally fine. I'm still not convinced he's going to get many minutes, but you're hoping he's the guy that can kind of put up 20 minutes a game and get you kind of your 1.5 blocks is, I think, the hope there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. It's just the talent thing for me. I think is he good enough? I don't know. Is he good enough? On a team that's trying to win, that's the concern. If he was on a poor team, if he was on someone like, I don't know, Detroit or something like that, yeah, 100%, he'd be going a lot earlier. But just on those Warriors, I don't know if how well he fits in there. Jeez, these assists are drying up really quickly.
All right, I'm going for an upside pick here. I don't know what to expect. I think this could pay off. It's worth a flyer, but I'm doing it. I'm going with the Turkish MVP and Apurin Sengun.
Oh, okay.
I think this is where he's worth. I could get some. If he's the top 100 guy right now, this is the 140th pick. He's going to get minutes in Houston. He could get a lot of blocks. He could get a lot of rebounds. I don't know, but it could be exactly what my build needs. It could be great on field goal. I don't know. But the man is an MVP in his own right. So I'm going to take Alperen Sengun. I think this is a great spot for him. Steal for me.
But your boy Sengun. Look.
Even if he doesn't fit my build, I'm sure he's going to have some trade value.
Yep. No, I think so. I think so too. Look, yeah, at 140, I think that's fine. I'm going to take another upside pick. Look, I'm not as confident as I was a couple of weeks ago with this guy, but I still think at pick 140... we just wait for the dust to settle. Maybe there's an injury or something that comes along, but I'm not super excited about the pick. Or maybe I go... I'm actually just changing my mind last second because I still need to look after my assists somewhat. And if I can get a big guy...
There's not many assists out there.
No, I'm going to stick to my upside play here. I think...
Oh, you got Poku. Poku for the assists.
Oh, shit. Poku. I'm just doubting myself now. Let's have a look. I'm gonna go with
my
guy here. It's Nicholas Claxton. Look,
panic pick.
No, it wasn't a panic pick. I'm downing it.
You've got a lot of blocks on your team.
Yes, I'm trying to get those blocks late. I'm trying to get like of one of those guys. Some of them's gonna stick out. I need to shore up these assists now. Obviously, I've got huge field goal percentage, big rebounds, big blocks. I'm probably setting all those big guy stats now. I need some scoring and some assists. So, again, probably another upside play with my next pick here. I think this guy's a big sleeper in drafts, and a pick 147. It might be short-term value, but it's what I need at the moment. I think he's going to give me a lot of points. Look, it doesn't fit my build enormously, but I do need some scoring, and I think this guy's going to provide some good scoring at the start of the season. So I'm going to go with who did I just select?
Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I was worried it didn't show up straight away. Jordan Poole. I think he's going to be starting for the Warriors while Klay Thompson's out.
Yeah, I guess. What about Moody? Could Moody be challenging for that spot? Maybe.
I don't know if Moody's going to be ready. Obviously, the Warriors have championship aspirations. I like Moody's as a dynasty value, but this season, I'm not sure. I think Jordan Poole is going to put up. I think towards the end of last season, he was putting up close to 20 points a game. So I think he can get sort of 15 plus at the start of the season whilst Clay's out.
Now, I'm considering... it's definitely going to the sleepers now. I'm actually looking at Lou Dortz because... my team right now kind of is a soft punt field goal team, really. But he'd still fit the build. He's a good pick. Can give you some steals. Gives you a fair bit of threes as well, which my team are pretty good in. Terry Rozier at 3.2 is pretty nice. I like the fit for him, though. I think we're just going to do it. I'm going to go Lou Dort. I've got James Harden on my team, so I've got to make sure they're not dueling each other because we know Lou Dort is the famous James Harden stopper.
Yeah, I'm glad you've got that sorted out there. Oh, here comes Poku off the board at pick 150. Look, I'm fine with that, Poku. He's got upside.
He's definitely a flyer.
He's a flyer. Sure. He's a flyer. He's got upside, but, you know, he should be.
He's got a lot of low side as well.
He does have a fair bit of low side. Looking at this guy for points.
I mean, is D Rose slipping too much? Is he someone we should be talking about? He gets four assists a game. You said you were talking about assists.
Yeah, I was. Obviously, points. Like Kemba Walker coming into that team, I think definitely hurts Derrick Rose. Obviously, he lacks the steals. He lacks the threes.
But Derrick was coming off the bench anyway.
Like, yeah, he was, but he was playing huge minutes, and he was only backing up Elfrid Payton. So I think the arrival of Kemba obviously hurts. Evan Fournier is there now as well. So I do think that he's going to get hurt. But like, look, at this point of the draft, you got to take your shot.
I think D-Rose is definitely on six-man watch of the year because he will be coming off the bench, and I think he's still going to put up points in New York. And if New York are a playoff team like they were last season, lock him in for a definite contender.
Yep. No, I don't hate it. Terrence Mann's come off the board. I like that pick. I think he's got a bit of upside, obviously, with
Terrence
Kawhi.
Mann, I really like that pick. Yeah. He's someone I would have loved to get next pick. I think, obviously, with Kawhi out, he's going to have minutes. The man put up 40 points in a playoff game. So he can play. I love his hustle. He can get steals too. He can be good on defensive end.
Yes. No, I do like that pick here. All right. We're coming down to, what is this? This is the last round starting now, guys. Last round, Moses Brown comes off the board. Obviously, pure upside there. I'm not thinking he's going to crack the rotation there. There's so many bigs in Dallas, so I think there's better upside plays out there. Statistically speaking, I probably still need some more assists, which is probably going to be hard for me to find at this point. But I think between my build here, assists, I'm either going to beat teams in assists or beat them in turnovers because I've just got so many big guys that don't turn the ball over who are low usage players. So I'm not too upset about that. Very strong in at least 4 to 5 categories. So how's your team looking out here, Cal?
I'm not even too sure what I want in this pick. I got a couple of rookies. My team could go a lot of different ways. My rebounds are a bit weak. My blocks are also, outside of Miles Turner, pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Maybe I'd have to be trading him after a few weeks just to go to the full punt there, yeah, potentially.
We can talk, mate. We can talk. So
I probably regret that Miles Turner pick. I got him because I was like, look, at least I don't have to worry about blocks. But sometimes this happens in draft. I just didn't worry about it, and I've got myself into a big hole and to some degree wasted a pick. So that's all Miles Turner is really. That's his value.
I don't want to throw out too many excuses out there because obviously, you know we're trying to give everyone advice out there. But this is the first time we are doing a podcast and drafting at the same time. So it is a bit stressful. It's a bit harder than I'm normally used to.
There's a reason you do the punt free throws. It's easy. You gave yourself the easiest one to do.
I did. Yeah, I was making it nice and easy for myself. Charlie Brown.
Look, I'm still over. That's a weird pick. Where I got my players. I got them in the right spot.
We're just throwing shit against the wall with Charlie Brown there.
Yeah.
Don't know about that one at all. Okay.
All right, well, I'm coming up soon. I am... I'm on the clock. Darius I haven't reconsidered this last pick. Okay. I mean, Trez Harrell could give me a bit of a block boost. Once again, I just don't like that Washington roster. Washington's a bit of a question mark for me, so I'm kind of keen to stay away. Patrick Williams, one more year under his belt. He's a big dude. Maybe his counting steals and blocks go up a bit. That could be handy. I still like D-Rose. I think D-Rose is worth owning. Even Tyler Hero... He will still get a lot of minutes. There's not many backup kind of point guard minutes. They lost Kendrick Nunn. He's gone. Tyler Hero is very much the back. He's pretty much the sixth man of that team. He'll get minutes. He had some injury concerns last season, which kind of set him back.
Don't mind it.
I don't hate the Tyler Hero. He fits my team. Or do I just go D Rose here? I think I'm going to go Tyler Hero. I'm a Miami Heat fan. I've got one Miami Heat guy. I got Kyle Lowry too, actually. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, true. You got a few Heat guys. I like Hero at this point.
I think he's a flyer.
Yeah, he's a flyer. 164.
As I said, he had some injuries last season. He had some neck problems, and people really went off him.
Yeah.
But remember how high they were previously. Like, he is a good player.
Yeah, no, I do like that. And obviously, at this point of the draft, like, you're obviously sort of looking for those specialists and flyer types. So I'm going to finish with one of those guys. And I like getting... This is where I get injured players. On the last pick of your draft, I'm missing out on two spots of value. So I'm going to go and grab Markelle Fultz at this point and just hope that when he comes back, he's going to be healthy. He's going to sit in one of my IR spots. And then I can pick someone else off the wire here to go with some short-term value. Until then, maybe, I don't know if Cole Anthony is still there. Yeah, Cole Anthony's still on the board, so that might be someone who I would pick up, Cole Anthony, whilst Fultz is out, and just have that bit of a handcuff there. That would be my strategy there.
Yep, fair enough. I think I'm surprised Cole Anthony's still there, because I think he will start with Suggs as a backcourt combo. They can definitely play together.
Yeah, no, I like it. Okay, so this is coming up to the last pick. Mr. Black, who have you got here for the famous last pick of the draft? And then we'll go into discussing our picks there and any regrets or anything like that we might have had and things we might have done differently in the draft. Obviously, first mock draft of the season, so this is all for learning for when we come back to the next time and ready for our actual drafts coming up. Oh, Mr. Black is really bringing the clock down, bringing the suspense on this last pick here. Who's he got? Maybe he's just up and left. He's leaving it to the very last second till the clock comes in.
It must be queued, I'm assuming. Or is he going to take Enos?
Who has he got there? It's slow to load on my computer. Did you see who he took?
No, it's not coming up. Anyway.
Mr. Black. Anyway, I think it was Patrick Williams. That's a great pick, okay. Actually. Yeah,
that's a good pick.
Don't mind that at all.
Honestly, I very much considered him. It was either him or Tyler Hero for my last pick.
Yep.
I like to take an upside guy for that last pick.
All right, so if we are going to, obviously the draft is over there, Cal. Talk me through your team. Any regrets, any favorite picks that you had moving through the draft, and what was your strategy moving through there just to close out the podcast today?
Get my team up on the screen, so we're all looking at the same thing.
Yes.
So obviously I took James Harden. You can go to a lot of different ways with James. That's why it's good to have. Initially, I was in the back of my mind, I was obviously thinking the punt field goal. But then again, look, with Kevin Durant there, he could be a bit better. Points should be there. I know I'm safe in assists. When I have James Harden, I'm going to be competitive in assists. He gives me the 0.8 blocks, which is something I kind of did consider. My one regret, though, is, I think that Miles Turner pick, the 3.4 blocks, it'll keep me competitive. I'll give it a few weeks. Maybe Şengün does shine on that end. If Şengün can give me 1.5 blocks a game, that will really up me to a point where I am somewhat competitive, just because Jaylen Brown gives you 0.6. Wendell Carter as well is a bit of a flyer. So at this point in time, I really just, my strategy ended up being just take the guy who I think is probably the best value. There's no clear punt here. I'm probably a soft punt in field goal, rebounds, and blocks.
Yep.
Soft punt, all those things. But I give it a few weeks and then maybe lock in two of those punts with maybe a trade.
Yep.
But I'm pretty happy with where I landed. I'd probably Julius Randle. His value is pretty solid. He fits my build. He gives me the rebounds that I need in terms of if Şengün or the other guys do shine in Wendell Carter.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go on with a bit of an upside team.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do that. Some of these guys will shine. If people don't work out like a Lou Dort, I can pick some guys up on the waiver wire. So there's a lot of variety. I love my Terry Rozier pick.
I think Terry Rozier and Kyle Lowry for you were big value picks there. So I do like both of those guys in your draft there. And Jaylen Brown, I think you got later than I would have got thought he would have went.
Overall, I'm pretty happy with this team. I've got some options. It's very much a wait and find out and see what happens there.
Yeah, I'll throw it over to my team there. Obviously, very clear what I was doing from the start. Punt threes, punt field, free throw percentage. With look, the pairing of Giannis and Zion is very, very strong to me at the start. You get your big points, you get your big field goal percentage, and then you're off the races there. Good assists from the forward position. So I am happy with that. I followed up with like Fox and Ben Simmons and Clint Capella the next three rounds, which I think obviously are your classic free throw percentage and threes guys. The biggest regret I had was going that Caris LeVert pick over someone like an Isaiah Stewart, because then at the back end of my draft, I was losing out on value of a few flyer guys that I liked because I was trying to look after those blocks and those categories that I didn't get with some of the clear good value guys early on. So if I had to redo it again, I probably would have gone Isaiah Stewart instead of Caris LeVert. I think it was back in like the 7th or 8th round. But we'll see. Obviously, it's the first mock draft, so We live and we learn. Let us know what you guys think of our teams. Let you guys know where we fucked up, what you would have done differently. If you like our strategy, if you think that a few guys went too early or too late, and let us know. Follow us over on Twitter at BallBoysNBA. Make sure you're hitting the subscribe button and give the video a thumbs up. We're going to have more punt builds coming up, guys, punt strategy guides. We're going to have sleepers, busts, all that good stuff coming up. But in the meantime, continue watching these videos and we'll catch you guys next time. Laters.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.